Hey guys, this is Regina with the Off-Grid Outpost podcast, and I am bringing you a special episode this time here in the mountains of Arizona. Cyrus couldn't be with me this morning. He was all tied up. So I'm gonna bring you here, and I'm gonna try and get you to visualize where I'm at. I'm going to paint a video with words, so we'll see how it goes. I will say that the quality of this recording may not be good, but the content will be good. So I'm going to start you with a little bit of context here. I am in the foothills of the Arizona mountains, so not quite in the craggy mountain area, and I am in a gulch. And although I'm in a gulch, it's not super steep, so there's gently sloping sides. And when you think of Arizona, you think of desert. It's not so much desert here. There's a lot of flora. In the gulches, there's big oak trees, bushes, and grass. There's butterflies, there's honeybees. It's very lively. And I'll post some photos on the offgridoutpost.com under this episode, and you can see where I'm at. So I'm walking along here up this ravine. Definitely seems like it's been tramped on before. There's logs and bugs, oak trees. It looks like we have a spruce tree or two. The reason I'm here is because I'm with my buddy Josh, who is a professional gold miner, prospector, and detectorist. And he's been at it for professionally 7 years, hobby longer than that. He brought me up to his gold claim, not technically his, but he has permission. And we're running pay dirts today, baby, so that will be the noises you hear behind me. We had a couple cattle roaming around, but they've seemed to clear out. It's a balmy 75 degrees. Probably get up to the low 90s today, but being in the gulch that we're in, and the fact that they're shade trees, it should be quite comfortable to work. So I'm just approaching the wash plant right now. It is a trommel. And it's blue. And basically, it is powered by a small battery. Just a simple, that's just an acid battery, right?
Yeah.
They're both acid batteries. Yeah. And that powers a trommel. And then the trommel is hovering over a high banker, aka sluice box on legs, that has some miner's moss in it. So you have three or four different styles of mats.
Yep.
As in miner's moss mats.
No, I have ASR outdoor mat. I have Keen micro mat. Mm-hmm. And then I also have the Dream mat.
And those are going to pick up different coarseness of gold, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you got it going from what, coarse to medium to fine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I thought. So then, walking around the setup, the water from the sluice box flows into one tub that's plumbed in to another tub. And the water from tub A gets filtered into tub B through a pantyhose. And that basically keeps the bilge pump from clogging up. So then the bilge pump is connected to another battery, just a simple car battery. And that sucks, or pushes, actually. It doesn't suck the water up. It pushes the water back into the trommel, creating a fully autonomous water recycling system. The reason for that is because Josh hauls all of his own water up here because there is no water, and the water table is super low. So, okay, so now you're panning. Let me go on this side. Oh, yeah, look at the little pieces. Just some little bit of colors there. Nothing huge. No pickers yet. I'm waiting for the pickers today. I think the pickers are going to be under the boulder. it's always exciting to see colors on a Friday morning, because when it's your job, this is your office. That's how you get paid, right, Josh?
Yep. Getting on the goal.
Getting there? Okay, so I'm going to explain my surroundings to you so you can visualize it. So I am facing due south, and the ravine that we're in is running just about east to west. The Boston? You don't mind saying where it's at?
No.
Oh, okay. The Boston Gulch in Graterville is where we're at, just in case you all are wondering. But don't think you can come out here and swing a metal detector and find nuggets, because those days are long gone, because Josh has been all over the freaking place, along with many others that have picked it clean, and there's no water that flows. So if there was water that flowed every year, like a heavy water like Montana, where you get the massive snow melt that moves so much material, you're actually getting a replenishment, so the gold becomes somewhat renewable. But out here, once it's been picked, it's been picked. So constantly having to move, constantly having to find new spots. It's pretty exciting, actually. I love it. So, okay, back to my description. We've got the ravine flowing from east to west. We're in a shaded area with some tall spruces, not brush spruce, but actual tree spruce. To the southwest is the trommel setup, as I explained to you. Then you pan over to the right, and there's two wash stations, basically two TV trays with basins on them that have pans in them for washing gold. And then I'm going to come down here and check out the hole. Now, the hole itself has got about 12 to 18 inches of overburden. We're at the, you know, bottom of the ravine, obviously, because gold goes where it's, you know, gold is heavy. It goes to the lowest point. So we're removing the overburden. Then we hit the level of pay dirt, which is a gravelly dirt that we basically put into a bucket, haul up the small hill over the river and through the woods to the trommel we go, and we run the gold. So we've got power tools, we've got scoops, we've got shovels, we've got a 100-gallon water tank in the back of Josh's truck that he hauls. We've got, what are you oopsing about? Josh left the water running. So what he does is he puts the hose into the 100-gallon water tank, then gives it a suck on the other side, which creates a suction, and then it just flows. So his tub's almost overflowed, which is a big deal out here, because when you're hauling your own water, as all of anybody out there that hauls their own water knows, it's a big deal to have to refill. And especially in an operation like this, where you're about a 40-mile drive from getting any water. Well, 40-minute drive, I should say. So, water is a scarce resource around here. So that annoying noise is Josh using the hammer drill to loosen the pay gravels, because having to shovel and move this amount of dirt is, it's really quite insane. Which explains why Josh has 0% body fat. It all makes sense now to me. Yeah, so that's basically what we're doing today. I'm not going to make this a super long episode, so I'll probably just go through us panning some gravels and running some gravels and washing some miners' mats to wrap up this show. So stay tuned. We are getting ready for the final cleanup. The peak of the day after working. Well, let's see, we got here at what, 6? Before 6.
Right at daybreak.
Yeah, and it's about 1 o'clock now, right? After 7 hours of toiling and moving a lot of dirt. How much dirt do you say we moved?
Half a yard.
A half a yard. That's a lot for me. That's 1.5 feet of dirt. Cubic yards, right? Yeah, that makes me feel better. Obviously, cubic yards. So now you are washing the miner's moss in the bucket.
Miracle mat and dream mat. Dream mat, miracle mat.
Nice. Now that's where the...
Each one does their own job differently.
Yeah. So you have the trifecta of mats to catch the heavies. So the miner's moss is kind of mossy, like, I don't know, like rock shield. That's the only way I could really explain how miners...
It's a dead bed.
A dead bed?
A dead bed.
Okay. So now you're washing the rest of the crumbs out of the... Get every last bit. Because when you work that hard, every last bit counts. There's no doubt about that. So about how many pans worth are we looking at of heavies?
One.
One? I thought there'd be at least five. I'm so excited right now. Okay, the panning has commenced. How much gold? Will there be in store? Go into the second wash bin. Your one-man show. I see gold.
There's a picker.
There's a picker!
Look at that.
Oh, yeah! Look at him. Nice.
Specimen.
Hell yeah. That is one specimen of gold. He's just a little baby nugget. Some final swirlings. Just the one picker? Is there another one? There's some really finey fine stuff. Super fine. Oh my goodness. Every little piece counts. Oh boy. That is some gold straight from the ground. How much would you say that is? You could probably eyeball that and say...
Half a gram.
Half a gram. A half a gram of gold.
There you go.
Is that for me?
That is for you.
Yay! My first piece of gold! I'm so excited. Heck yeah. Thank you.
There you go.
Because I did most of the work, of course. Slacker. So how would you conclude today?
All in all, it was a good day.
Yeah. Average, above average, about average. So a half a gram of gold per half a yard. Well, I think I'm going to sign out for the day. We got a lot of cleanup to do. All right, guys. That is the end of my day in the life of a gold miner. We found a half a gram. In about 6-7 hours of work between two people. I did most of the work, by the way. And yeah, you know, you move that much dirt and you just feel like you're going to hit a nugget and you feel like you're going to get a bunch of gold, but then reality kind of comes around and smacks you in the face a little bit. You know, because a half a gram right now, that's worth like $25. So, you know, that's a lot of work. And then there's days that Josh comes out and works and he doesn't get anything, just digging test holes. So it's a testament to how hard these miners worked. I mean, we're moving materials by hand and not using any heavy equipment at all, just a hammer drill and a high banker and the trommel setup. So, not quite as rugged as the old timers had it, but pretty dang rugged. And I can tell you right now, my back is going to be sore tomorrow because it's back breaking. You have to be in the hole. You have to be hunched over the hole for hours and hunched over moving buckets of dirt for hours and shoveling dirt into the trommel hunched over. Everything is hunched over. and you just got to put your back into it, you know. I'm a pretty active person, but I'm not used to that kind of activity, but I will be back out again. It was enjoyable. Maybe a little bit on the, you know, I don't want to say disappointing, but a little bit on the slap you in the face with reality that the probabilities are you're just not going to find the glory hole. You're not going to find that, you know, 22 ounce nugget that you hear someone finding in Australia or wherever they found that nugget. Whew, I'm walking up a hill. Can you tell? I'm walking back to my truck, just about to get out of here. This is a Greaterville Placer area in Arizona, getting some of that Arizona gold. It's got a kind of an interesting history. Basically, the miners couldn't do much out here because there's just no water out here. So Josh has to cart his water in, 100-gallon tank, just to do any washing at all. And yeah, back then in the 20th century, I mean, I couldn't even imagine what the guys went through back then. But they did it, so guys still doing it today. Yeah, so I'm going to conclude this episode, short and sweet. Day in the life of a modern day gold miner without the heavy equipment. It is possible. So y'all have a good day. We'll be back next week with, you know, the off-grid series that we normally launch today. Probably still keep that on Friday. And our little bits of philosophy we like to kick out on Tuesdays. So please leave a question or a comment. You can do that by leaving us a voice message in the show notes. You'll find the link. You can also email us at cyrus@theoffgridoutpost.com. You can visit our website, theoffgridoutpost.com. We have free PDFs. We have ebooks that we've written. All kinds of interesting stuff about agorism and counter-economics, which I could do a whole spiel on getting the gold in the wild. That's totally counter-economics right there. And yeah, make sure to save this podcast, bookmark it, so you can tune in to us again and our interesting stories and adventures. There will be more to come, so we will catch you next time. Later.